In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, all praises due to Allah, Lord of all the worlds, the one God to whom praises due forever, the one who came to us in the person of Master Farad Muhammad and raised up the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I mean. Asalaamu Alaikum. How do you feel? Who do we want to hear? Are we going to bring him on? Yes, we're going to bring him on. Well, let us hear from our minister, Minister Malcolm X. Let us bring him on with a round of applause.
Brothers and sisters, I'm here to tell you that I charge the white man. I charge the white man with being the greatest murderer on earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest kidnapper on earth. There is no place in this world that man can go and say he created peace and harmony. Everywhere he's gone, he's created havoc. Everywhere he's gone, he's created destruction. So I charge him. I charge him with being the greatest kidnapper on this earth. I charge him with being the greatest murderer on this earth. I charge him with being the greatest robber and enslaver on this earth. I charge the white man with being the greatest swine eater on this earth. The greatest drunkard on this earth. He can't deny the charges. You can't deny the charges. We're the living proof of those charges. You and I are the proof. You're not an American. You are the victim of America. You didn't have a choice coming over here. He didn't say, black man, black woman, come on over and help me build America. He said, nigga, get down in the bottom of that boat, and I'm taking you over there to help me build America. Being born here does not make you an American. I'm not an American. You're not an American. You're one of the 22 million black people who are the victims of America. You and I, we've never seen any democracy. We ain't seen no democracy on the cotton fields of Georgia. Wasn't no democracy down there. We didn't see any democracy on the streets of Harlem, in the streets of Brooklyn, in the streets of Detroit, in Chicago. Ain't no democracy down there. No, we've never seen democracy. All we've seen is hypocrisy. We don't see any American dream. We've experienced only the American nightmare.
Sassy Frassy gave you the number.
That woman quit me. After I hit the number, that woman was no good to me at
no,
all.
No, what happened?
She said I was cheap because I wouldn't cop her a diamond ring. And on top of that, had the indignation to call me, of all people, Good Time Charlie, the cheap black son of a bitch.
Frassy, Frassy?
Charlie, where's homeboy?
Hey, Leto.
Yeah?
Your man out here waiting on you.
Yes,
Hey, fix to get that first complaint on, eh, homeboy?
You hot like hell.
Don't be scared, son. You ain't got nothing to worry about. You in the hands of an expert. My hair was just like yours. Look what he did for me.
Jekyll, don't scare the man no more than he's scared already. Get his forehead and eyebrows shortened.
Who's doing that?
Y'all heard that.
Y'all heard that.
Put my coat tail the stars to sting because this shit could burn a hole through some neck.
Hold tight, baby, and keep your eyes shut.
I thought
shut.
You said this was going to sting, Shorty.
Yeah.
This ain't nothing.
Feel good, don't it?
Yeah, real good, don't it?
Yeah, it's all right.
You're going to feel better than that in a minute.
It is. You never look better, Shorty. Shorty's starting to heat up in a little bit.
It's all right.
He's getting better and better.
Just hold on.
I'm holding, but it's heating.
Got to make it straight.
Well, all right.
That's what he told me, too.
Shorty, I got to get this out now. It's starting. It's starting.
Uh-oh. Uh-oh.
Hold on.
I'm holding on. I can tell it's laying down. Don't take it off yet.
All right.
That's the thing to do. Come on in here and get through. A moneymaker and a heartbreaker every step of the way. You're going to flip. That's right. Watch your lip there. Because you're going to flip. All right.
Man. Looks white, don't it?
With all root.
My mother was pregnant with me. A party of Klansmen on horseback surrounded our house in Omaha, Nebraska. They brandished guns and shouted for my father to come out. My mother went to the door where they could see her pregnant condition and told them that my father was in Milwaukee preaching.
He's in Milwaukee preaching.
Now these hooded Klansmen said the good white Christians would not stand for his troublemaking and to get out of town. Every window with their rifle butts before riding off into the night. They rode off into the moonlight on their horses as suddenly as they had come. You see, my father was not a frightened Negro as most were then and as many still are today. He was 6'4", a very strong man, and he believed, as did Marcus Garvey, that freedom, independence, and self-respect could never be achieved by the Negro in America.
On the object of building up for themselves a great nation in Africa.
That therefore black men should leave America and return to the land of their origins.
To his original home, Africa.
My father dedicated his life to his beliefs because he had seen four of his six brothers die violently. Three killed by white men and one lynched. There were nine children in our family. My mother was a proud woman, an educated woman, a strong woman. She was very fair-skinned because her mother was raped by a white man. One of the reasons she married my father was because he was so black. She hated her complexion, the white blood in her body, and she wanted her children to have some color. In fact, I think this had a profound effect on me back then and on most Negroes today.
Red bone.
Because so many of our sisters have been raped or violated by the white man, the black man can't wait to get their hands on the white man's pride, the white woman.
Up the money rate! Africa for the Africans!
Roseland.
Roseland.
Showtime! Showtime!
All
can't go, can't you?
Uh-huh. I gotta go freshen up.
All right, baby.
Okay.
You come on back now.
All right,
now. That chick is fine as May 1.
Except she live up on the hill. I got a grandma, too.
Yeah, she a church girl, so I don't know what I'm gonna do.
Thank you. I have an idea, Red.
Why don't you take that little girl home and come on back?
Why?
Just walk, baby. Don't run. It'll be here when you get back.
Well, I better not come in.
That's stupid.
What? I mean, it's late, baby.
No, I know where you're going, Malcolm. I am not a total square. Well, I know exactly what
anywhere.
Is happening.
I gotta go home. It's late. I gotta get up in the mouth early in the morning. You know, I gotta work tomorrow. So I call you tomorrow?
What for? I'm not white and I don't put out, so why would you want to call me, Malcolm?
Good night, Miss Johnson. I'll call you tomorrow.
My prayer is to linger with you at the end of the day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue with the world far away and your lips close to mine.
Oh, hey. Am I the first white woman you've been with?
Huh?
Hmm?
No, you ain't. Shit, I done had plenty.
Yeah?
Yeah.
That isn't a whore. Take your time. Sophia's not going anywhere. Remember, I told you to walk. Don't run.
Shh. I don't like women that talk too much, okay?
My prayer is to linger with
Who
you
wants to talk?
At the end of each day in a dream that's divine. My prayer is a rapture in blue.
Yeah, Red, burn! No, you missed me. Blackfoot, burn! Yeah, try this one, besides.
I duck!
You didn't duck, I got you right between the toes.
Man, I'm tired of playing the cops all the time. I want to be Bogart.
Well, Shorty, you're too small to be Bogart.
Not too short to be Cagney.
Boom! Ah! Are you...
He used to be a big shot.
Just nothing I can do.
Do you mean took his own life?
I'm sorry, ma'am. You heard the verdict.
Verdict? A man takes a hammer and bashes in the back of his own head? Then he lays down on the tracks and kills himself?
We merely act on the verdicts. We don't make them.
Do you pay or don't you?
Read the policy, ma'am. It clearly states...
Come here, Sophia.
You're the man.
Sit down. What's your story?
When them white chicks can't get enough colored stutter, is that what you are? Kiss my foot. Go ahead, kiss it. That's your story, girl. So when you gonna holler rape, sister?
Me?
Yes, you. You would if the time came. You would, sure you would.
Malcolm, let me feed you. Come on. Mother hot.
I sure wish your mother and father could see you now. And that old fella you're gonna marry.
I sure wish Laura could see us. Please, Malcolm. There's nobody around.
No, this ain't right.
Why?
Because of you.
No, it's because of the white girl, isn't it?
No, it's not because of that.
Yeah, folks say you run around town
it's
with her, Malcolm.
It's not because of that. Just save it, all right, Laura? Save it for Mr. Wright, because your grandmother's smarter than you think.
I'm sorry she raised me that way. Is your mother alive?
Yeah, she's alive.
When I was a kid, I was so poor, I used to think that Not For Sale was a brand name.
I did knock. Did you hear me say come in?
There's no point in fighting about it. I'm sorry. May I sit down?
Is she nice enough to ask?
Same questions, Mrs. Little. Since the death of your husband,
murder.
There's a serious question
murder.
As to whether or not you are capable of raising these children on your own.
All these are my children. They're mine. And they ain't no question.
Sometimes I think, Mrs. Little, candor is the only kindness. All of your children are delinquent, and one at least, Malcolm, is a thief.
Get out of here.
Your control over your children is therefore non-existent.
Did you hear me?
You will regret this.
If you don't move out through that door, you're going to be past regretting.
We were parceled out. All of us. I truly believe that if ever a state agency destroyed a family, it destroyed ours. I was sent to a detention home and lived at this woman's house.
Your room, Malcolm, and I know you'll keep it clean.
Miss Swerlin.
Boys, this is Malcolm, our new guest. We'll treat him like a brother.
Father's reading the newspaper.
I was special.
What they're reading.
The only colored kid in the class.
For an event.
I became sort of a mascot, like a pink poodle. In fact, I got called a nigger so much I didn't think there was anything wrong with it. I thought it was my name. They talked about me like I wasn't there, like I was some kind of pedigree dog or a horse.
President of his class.
Like I was invisible.
Now, the important thing is to be realistic. We all like you here, you know that. But you're a nigger, and a lawyer
is no realistic goal for a nigger.
But why, Mr. Ostrowski? I get the best grades in class. I got voted class president. I want to be a lawyer.
Now, I want you to think about something that you can be. You're good with your hands, making things. People would give you work. I would myself. Why don't you become a carpenter? That's a good profession for a color. Wasn't your pa a carpenter? Jesus was a carpenter. If people like you as a person, you're doing real well. Remember what we said. Nothing succeeds like success. Let me hear it.
Nothing succeeds like success.
Right. As long as you're realistic.
It's not the end of the world, Malcolm.
I said, don't let him give that boy no pig.
It wasn't the end of the world for me, but it was the beginning of the end for my mother.
A right cross to the jaw by Lewis. Oh, and a right to the jaw. Khan is covering up now. Lewis takes the Khan step back with a right uppercut. He's moving around the ring. Lewis puts the left and the right to the jaw. And Khan is down. Right cross to the jaw. Taking him down. 4, 5, 6, 7, he's on his back. 8, 9, he's getting up at the tunnel. The referee says it's all over.
What in hell is going on?
Nothing, Mr. Cooper.
There are a lot of hungry customers out there.
Yes, sir.
You done finished, Mr. Cooper.
That's right, Mr. Charlie.
The name is Mr. Cooper. And don't you forget it. Mr. Cooper.
Boy, what in the hell's the matter with you? You want me to get fired? I got a wife and 6 kids.
Mr. Cooper is good white folks.
Well,
boy,
you is a young fool.
Howdy, Bell. Oh, Don, there'll never be another one like that. No,
Bell. Oh, he's done it. He's done it.
Step by a knockout and still the world's heavyweight champion, Gerald
Lewis. Ham and cheese, excuse me, sir. Ham and cheese, here. I got coffee, lemon meringue pie. And
yes, sir.
We want to
ham and cheese.
Yes, sir. Best in the house, sir.
I'm mighty pleased with yourself, huh?
I aim to please, sir. I'm pleased to aim.
I like you, boy.
Thank you, sir.
Change.
Right, sir. Ham and cheese.
Drop me off in Harlem. Any place in Harlem. There's no one down in Dixie who can take me away from my heart.
And here's Joe Lewis back in Harlem. They're celebrating. They're going crazy. They're dancing and cheering. They're hanging from the street signs. Everybody's out. Everybody's having a great time. Listen to them roar. The Brown Bomber, Joe Lewis.
Hey, sugar.
Huh?
Slow down, Daddy. What's your hurry?
Ain't no hurry.
Let me show you something brand new, baby.
Nah.
Here, champ, I got gold watches, diamond rings.
Huh?
Any one of these, whatever you want, whatever you need.
No, I don't
need
that.
You need something, baby. You need something.
No, I don't need
whatever you need.
Well,
Pimple Disease want to play a little good.
You know that. What you want, champ?
Really funny.
My man.
The word is excuse me, boy.
Excuse me, don't shine my shoes, my man.
You should have stayed out my way. Old country nigga. What you going to do? Go home to your mama.
Nigga, don't you ever in your life say anything against my mother.
Get out.
Oh, man, what did you do, my
baby? Hurry up. Give me a whiskey. The single, Jack.
The double's on that gentleman. Jack?
Who is that?
That's West Indian Archie.
Yeah, what's his angle?
Some of this, some of that.
I'm not fixing to bite you. You look like you're new in town. From what I can see, you're pretty handy with the buckle.
He had it coming.
Pull up a chair. This is what they call you.
Red. Red, and I ain't no punk.
You better not be. Any cat tore you down in this town, you stand up or you make tracks.
Man, live by his rep.
You better believe it. So what you do for yourself, Ray?
Working on a train, selling.
You like that job?
Keep me out the army.
When they're ready for your black ass, nothing can keep you out of the army.
Not this boy. So I hear tell you you're a good man to know.
Where you hear that?
Boston, where I'm from.
Kiss my neck. I ain't never been in Beantown.
Well, like the man said. Man's rep travels.
How about that? You bullshitting me or what?
First thing my father ever taught me was you never bullshit a West Indian bullshit artist.
Your daddy is West Indian?
My mama. She from Grenada, are you?
Grenada. I like this guy.
Yeah, I like your country.
Grenada.
Yeah, but man, where did you get them goddamn vines you got on?
And them shoes? Oh, my.
Well, maybe we can do something about
that.
Yeah, but he's putting a hurting on my vision, man.
Right,
damn.
Relax, no.
So how can I get a hold of you?
You can't. I get a hold of you.
All right. I'll write it down.
Mm-mm. You don't ever write anything down. You file it up here. Like I do. Because if the man don't have any paper, he will never have any proof. Hey?
Yeah. Yeah, I did. Right.
Hey, boy, look me in the face. You just now conned me.
Yes, sir.
Why?
Because I'm one of him. And it don't take a lot to know that you already there, Daddy-O.
Oh. Well, you see, I ain't lying. Have a look around after me.
Let me make that run with you, Mr. Archie.
Mm-mm. I like your heart. I like your style. You might just do, Mr. Red. Unless, of course, you have to get back to your train job.
I already told that man what he can do with that train.
When?
Just now. All right.
Come with me. I'm taking you shopping.
Cadillac's the name. Sammy, man.
You ready?
Good. putting Lord Burton's on the jacket. Look good.
Yes, come on.
But you're missing something. Frisk me.
What?
Go ahead. Frisk me. Nothing, right? Still carrying. This is my first gun. How is yours? Tackle the streets.
Yeah, I'm ready. Let him go.
Let us now turn to the gospel according to St. John, chapter 3, verse 23. And John also was baptized in Aenon near Salim, because there was much water. And they came and were baptized.
Yes.
3, 1, 3.
255.
Got to be 251.
403.
I saw it in my dream. 555.
What you know, Daddy-o? I feel straight. You're lucky, Dave. It's a roll for me. I told you, no paper, no trouble.
I'm working on it.
I keep all my numbers in my head, you know. I have never written a number down yet. Remember that.
Thank you.
say we was going to the movies last night?
I said that. You said that, Red.
All right, baby, I'm sorry. You know, I say a lot of things.
I believed you, Red.
All right, go on, do your job now. Give me a pack of Lucky Strikes and a cone.
Tommy,
how you been? You been waiting on me? Let me look at you. Wow. I've been missing you today, Laura.
How you doing, baby?
I'm all right. Copacetic. Great. Did you work today?
No, baby. You know what time I wound up last night. I didn't go to work.
I need a fire spot.
I just gave you 10 this morning.
Laura, give me the goddamn $5.
Look, it ain't the money, Daniel. I just want to...
Give me the scratch.
Make sure you're okay, baby.
Sorry, I got to pay it back, this guy. I'll be right back.
Like last time?
I swear I'll be right back. Laura, I love you.
You know that chick?
What are you, a private detective now, Mr.?
Just ask the question.
Well, you don't be asking me no goddamn questions. I ask you the questions. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
She come in here a lot?
Just about every other night. Right?
With him?
Mm-hmm.
She know he's strung out?
If she got eyes, she do.
She ain't hooking, is she?
Not yet, Red. But the way things are going, he gonna turn her out any day now. You stuck on her, huh?
You see, that's your problem, girl. You need to mind your own goddamn business, Irma. Don't do that. I want to talk to you, all right?
All right.
Have a seat, all right?
All right.
You don't pay him any mind here.
All
right.
All right? Mind.
You buy yourself something nice.
Hey, baby.
Give me a light.
Sure.
Nothing. Everything's all right. I'm not worried about it. All
right. I'm thinking about my money. 6 big ones you owe me, aren't you?
What?
821. It hit, didn't it?
You didn't have 821.
Come on, baby. Hi, old man. I threw this last at you. I tell you to accommodate me.
Red, I'm telling you never had it.
I'm telling you I did. Sophia was there.
Archie, you remember, don't you?
So wait. What do you expect her to say?
Oh.
Don't do this. All right?
All right, skip it, but you're slipping, aren't you? You done slipped. Archie, wait. Come on, Archie, look. Come on, what you, want a drink or something? What you tasting? I'm buying.
I ain't drinking out of piss with you.
Oh, Archie.
All right. Come, son. Be right there, man. Twenty-two years. I never know them to forget a number.
First time for everything, Sammy.
What are you talking about, Red? The first thing he's gonna do is go to the collector to check for an oversight on his ribbon. His rep is on the line. So is yours. And Red, if you're lying, you're a dead man. Dead.
You go run, tell him that.
my man Red. Night to you.
I don't understand, Archie. You have the number.
Away from the city that hurts and mocks, I'm standing alone by the desolate docks in the still and the chill of the night. I see the horizon, the great unknown.
Didn't I tell you never sit with your back to your door? You know what? You're a damn liar. And so is she. So you figure to take me, bastard? Well, I'm taking you.
So it's you and me, huh, Pop?
That's right, my friend.
You know I'll give you back the 600.
I don't want your money.
You know I'm wearing, aren't you?
There's three guns on you, so you take your chances, my friend.
So this is how I'm going out, huh, Archie? You gonna tow down?
Tow down, yes. Let's go.
Why don't we let Billy finish first?
No.
Red.
Must soon come back to me.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
Around here bothering us no more. They won't be here no time soon. I'm a man!
That'll teach you, nigga. Get a doctor! He doesn't need a doctor, he needs a preacher.
Red, I'm glad we got you out of there. Wes and Archie on your ass, your name on the wire. Boston's best goddamn place for you.
Yeah. We'll take it easy, huh, baby? Shorty, I got a place fixed up for us in Harvard Square. How's that sound?
Sounds good. We'll lay low for a while.
Yeah.
Don't you worry about a thing. I'll stake you, baby. I got my band. I'm blowing great sax. Hell, Red, you ain't even heard us play yet.
Like every hustler, I was trapped. Cats that hung together trying to find a little security to find an answer found nothing. Cats that might have probed space or cured cancer. I mean, West Indian Archie might have been a mathematical genius. We were all victims of the American social order. Until that time, there were three things that I was always afraid of. A job, a bust, and jail. But I realized then that I wasn't afraid of anything. I was an animal.
You don't look too good.
All right, we're gonna rob this town blind. Anybody want out, you say so now. Good. Okay, I set up a stake and I got somebody to move the goods for us. All we need now is a driver. Any suggestions?
How about Rudy?
Yeah, Rudy.
Who's Rudy?
I'm half WAP, I'm half nigga. I'm not afraid of nobody.
All right. So what do you do?
Name it, fella. I claim it.
Rudy does catering. Rich joints on Beacon Hill.
All right.
Tell him about Baldy.
Yeah, he's this old rich old fag motherfucker. I give him a bath every Friday night. Towel him off, talcum powder on him, put him to bed. Looks like a baby and gets his jollies off.
Yeah, and so what about him?
He's got jewelry, he's got a coin collection, he's got china, he's got rugs.
That might be all right.
Shit, I know the stone, man. I make my own fences. What is this guy? Huh? Who put you in charge?
You want to be in charge, Rudy?
I am in charge.
Yeah, you head nigga in charge.
Yeah, I'm the head nigga in charge.
Big head nigga, that's what you are. I tell you what we do, Rudy. Well, I'm a fair man. And I like big head niggas like you. Good flip for it.
Flip this. Come on, Red.
She loves me. She loves me nuts. I'll flip first, Rudy.
Red, cool it. Come on, baby.
Head man in charge, right?
Put the gun down.
All right, we believe you. We believe you. Red, stop clowning around, all right? For Christ's sakes.
Your turn, Rudy.
Quit fooling around. Come on, guys.
You don't want to flip? Let me show you how. I'll do it again.
Christ, Red, don't.
Rudy doesn't know how. I have to show him. I got to do it again.
Red,
right, Red,
Rudy,
stop
you
it.
You miss something? You got your eyes open? Look at me, Rudy.
You don't have to do this, Red. Red!
That is really dumb.
You're flip, baby.
Is,
you want to do it?
So dumb, Red.
Nah, you don't, do you?
I'll help you.
Red, don't.
Maybe we shoot that little WAP nose of yours off? Or is that the nigga side? What is that? Is that the WAP side or the nigga side? Huh? That WAP or nigga? Nah, I guess that's the WAP side.
I'm not going to jail.
Go, Rudy.
Put the gun away, Rick. Come on, this is enough. Come on.
Two, say goodbye, Rudy. Huh? I think I heard Rudy say something. What'd you say, Rudy? Speak up, Rudy. Where you go?
Jesus Christ. When are you going to stop?
I did too, so I owe you two, right?
You got it.
I got it. What'd you say?
He says, I got it.
Rudy, don't you ever try and cross someone who ain't afraid to die. You hear me? All right. And this is what we're going to do. We're going to hit old talcum powder tonight. My friend Rudy here is going to draw up the plans. Everything that's in the house, right? Peg, Sophia, you go out and get those tools like I asked you. We're going to hit tonight on account of some of us have that high visibility during the daytime. It's okay with you, right, Rudy? Merry Christmas, Rudy.
One big happy family.
bubblegum choo-choo-choo, baby.
What happened to the bullet? Did you palm that bullet?
What bullet?
The bullet. You're crazy.
My man, Red.
My man.
Yeah, hey, when's Rudy due back?
30 minutes.
Yeah, my man's finished.
Cornbread said, now that's all right. Meet me on the corner tomorrow night.
I'll be ready. Sure, them girls ought to be getting back here in case of that rug joint, you know.
They should be. Doing a good job. Yeah,
we killing them, ain't we?
Yeah, no, what's it?
Yeah.
Let me work back in this kitchen.
Get in the kitchen.
I get this for the naps on in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, did he get on out the kitchen?
Let me get these naps. All right, let's go to the sink.
Good. Come on, short man. It's starting to heat up a little bit.
Bernie?
Yeah, it's all right. All
right. Put your head down.
Come on, man.
Cornbread
by the throat.
Beans said, Cornbread, let me go. Cornbread said, I'll lay you low. I'm gonna fight you,
so-and-so.
Me,
Cornbread, you feel the cards in my neck. That's what Beans said, Cornbread. You're so bad, you don't even want to fight. Bernie, hell yeah, Bernie. All right, I'm gonna beat you down like.
Hey, nigga! Take your head out of this shit ball. That's it. Get him slowly. Hey, what? No funny business now.
Red, the jig is up.
The average first offender gets 2 years for burglary. We were all first offenders, so that's what Sophia and Peg drew.
2 years in the woman's reformatory at Framingham.
But our crime wasn't burglary. It was sleeping with white girls. They threw the book at us.
Burglary, count one, 8 to 10 years. Count two, 8 to 10 years. Count three, 8 to 10 years. Count four, 8 to 10 years. Count five, 8 to 10 years. Count six, 8 to 10 years. Count seven, 8 to 10 years. Count eight, 8 to 10 years. Count nine, 8 to 10 years. Count 10, 8 to 10 years. Count 11, 8 to 10 years. Count 12, 8 to 10 years. Count 13, 8 to 10 years. And count 14.
14 counts of 8 to 10 years.
All the sentences to run concurrently.
Shorty thought he had hit us with over 100 years until I explained what concurrently meant. It meant a minimum sentence of 10 years hard labor at the Charlestown State Prison. The date was February 1946.
He wouldn't give him the pleasure.
State your number.
Little!
What?
Give him a break, Barnes. He's a new fish.
Okay, I'll give him a break. Now state your number, Little.
I forgot it.
State it.
I forgot it. Read it right there, boy.
Dana, can't you read, boy?
Fuck that!
Time's up, Little. Now state your number. Suit yourself. 10 more days. Water! Water! Want to smoke?
You know what a friend you have in Jesus, son.
A friend? Huh? He's a friend, huh, Chappie? Well, if he's such a friend, where is he, huh? What he done for me? A friend we have in Jesus. Yeah, I tell you what you do, Chap. You tell him to call me. Call me and tell me what kind of friend he is, huh? Solitary 2-2-6-7. What he done for me, Chappie, huh?
Where
did
he get out of here, huh? You tell me that. Where is the thief?
Tell me
where he is. Tell him to call me, Chappie.
What he done for me? He done nothing for me. He done nothing for me. That's what we have in Jesus. Jesus kissed my ass. Tell Jesus to kiss my ass. How about that? Tell him that. Number, Little. Come on, state it.
8-2-2.
What?
8-2-2-8.
Come on.
I know how you feel. Like you want to.
lay down and die. I brought you something.
Yeah, well, I don't need no more favors from you.
It's nutmeg. Put it in the water. You need something to get the monkey off your back. It's not cocaine, but it'll help some. Drink it slow. It's got to be strong. So what's your hype, huh? I can show you how to get out of prison. And it's no hype.
Yeah, well, talk, Daddy. Yo, I'm listening. If this ain't bad, you got some more?
That's the last fix I'm giving you.
So what you give it to me for then, huh?
Because you needed it. Because you couldn't hear me without it.
Nigga, get on out of my face.
I think you got more sense than any cat in this prison. Why the hell don't you use it? You can't bust out of here like they do in the movies. Because even if you get out, you're still in prison.
Yeah, you ain't lying now.
You go busting your fist against a stone wall. You're not using your brain. That's what the white man wants you to do. Look at you, putting all that poison in your hair.
I think you've been in prison too long, my man, because everybody on the outside comes.
Why? Why does everybody on the outside come?
Because they don't want to walk around with a nappy head looking like...
Looking like what? Like me? Like a nigger? Why don't you want to look like what you are? What makes you ashamed of being black?
Let me tell you something, I'm not ashamed of being anything.
Let it burn.
Nigga, get your hands off of me.
Go on, burn yourself, pain yourself. Put all that poison in your hair, in your body, trying to be white.
I don't want to hear all this shit.
I thought you were smart. Are you just another one of those cats strutting down the avenue in your clown suit with all that meth on you, looking like a monkey? The white man sees you and laughs. He laughs because he knows you ain't white.
Man, who are you?
No, the question is, who are you? Well, I'll tell you. You are lost in the darkness. But Elijah Muhammad has come to bring you into the light. Elijah Muhammad can get you out of prison. Out of the prison of your mind. But maybe all you want is another fix.
And then you get used to this life and it puts you to sleep.
That's right.
You stop thinking and acting for yourself. If you had to scrounge 3 squares a day on the outside, you'd cut your throat. So you let them feed you, give you dominoes to play with, let you shoot marbles and play baseball.
All right, let's go. Cut the sermon.
And he blows his whistle and you sit, you stand, you grab, gobble, file out, sleep, and sing out your number as loud as you can.
Now, are you going to take yard?
I'm staying. Yeah, me too. What are you sniffing around for? I told you I gave you your last fix.
What's your angle, nigga?
Nigga, who's wearing the kunk?
You're the only cat in this prison I done seen act the way you do. You ain't even afraid of talking like that in front of them guards or nothing.
What's he gonna do to me he hasn't done already?
Yeah. I mean, you don't cuss none. You don't talk that what you know, daddy jive, none of that.
A man curses because he doesn't have the words to say what's on his mind.
Yeah. Yeah, I know you got an angle some kind of way.
Don't con me. Don't con me and don't try.
Hey, just offering you a cigarette, my man. Ain't no big deal.
I read, study. Because the first thing a black man must have is respect for himself. Respect his body and his mind. Quit taking the white man's poisons into his body.
his cigarettes, his dope, his liquor, his white woman, his pork.
Pork?
Yeah, my mama used to say that. No eat, no pork.
Your mama was right. That pig is a filthy beast. Part rat, part cat, and the rest is dog.
All right, pull my coat on this now. What happens if you give all that up? I mean, the pork, and you get sick, and then you get a medical or something? Like when I was on the outside, I ran this hustle. I tried to act
like... I'm telling you God's words, not no hustle. And I'm going to tell you, God is black.
God is black? Everybody knows God is white.
Everything the white man taught you, you accepted. He taught you you were a black heathen, and you believed him. He taught you to worship a blonde, blue-eyed Jesus with white skin, and you believed him. He taught you that black was a curse, and you believed that. Did you ever look up the word black in a dictionary?
For what?
Did you ever study anything that wasn't part of some con?
What the hell for, man?
Come with me.
Black, destitute of light, devoid of color, enveloped in darkness, hence utterly dismal or gloomy, as the future looked black.
Pretty good with them words, ain't you?
Soiled with dirt, foul, sullen, hostile, forbidding, as a black day. Foully or outrageously wicked, as black cruelty, indicating disgrace, dishonor, or culpability. And there's others. Black male, black ball, black guard.
Yeah, well, that's something all right.
Let's look up white. Here. Read.
White. Of the color of pure snow. Reflecting all the rays of the spectrum. The opposite of black. Free from spot or blemish. Innocent. Pure. Huh. Ain't this something? Without evil intent. Harmless. Honest. Square dealing. And honorable. Wait a minute. But this was written by white folks, though, right? I mean, this white folks' book.
This sure ain't no black man's book.
So what we reading this one for?
Because the truth is lying there. If you read behind the words... You got to take everything the white man says and use it against him.
Yeah? All right, wait, I mean, you know, there's a whole lot of words in here.
Here, let's start at the beginning. We'll look them up, write them down, and find out what they mean. Here, page one. The first word, aardvark.
Aardvark, earth pig, African ant-eating mammal. Abacus, Chinese calculating instrument. Abaddon, the place of the lost in Sheol, the bottomless pit.
If you take one step toward Allah, he will take two steps toward you.
Lights out!
Supposed to forget 400 years of oppression.
Yeah, but a Negro playing in the big leagues, that's something, ain't it?
I told you to go behind the words and dig out the truth. They let us sing and dance and smile. And then they let one so-called Negro into the majors. That doesn't cancel out the greatest crime in history, When that grafted, blue-eyed devil locked us in chains, 100 million of us broke up our families, tortured us, cut us off from our language, our religion, our history. Let me tell you about black history. We are the original man. The first men on earth were black. They ruled, and there wasn't a white face anywhere. But they teach us that we lived in caves and swung from trees. That's a lie. Black men never did that. We were a race of kings when the white man crawled around on all fours over the hills of Europe. Do they know who they are? Do you know where you came from? What's your name?
Malcolm Little.
No. That's the name of the slave masters who own your family. You don't even know who you are. You're nothing. Less than nothing. Who are you?
Look, hey, all right, I ain't Malcolm Little, I ain't Red.
I damn sure ain't Satan.
That's right. So who are you? I don't know. We are a nation, the tribe of Shabazz, lost in this wilderness called North America.
Tribe of Shabazz.
The merciful Allah has sent us a messenger, a black man named Elijah Muhammad. He reveals to us the true knowledge about ourselves. He teaches us that the true nature of the original man, the black man, is righteousness. So if the nature of the black man is righteousness, Malcolm,
then the true nature of the white man is wickedness.
I knew you'd get it. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the white man is a devil.
I've sure met some in my life.
No. Elijah Muhammad does not say that some white men are devils. He teaches us that all white men are devils. Have you ever known a good white man? I mean, think back in all your life. Have you ever met one who wasn't evil?
The body of the sacred temple, it must be purified.
I will not touch the white man's poison, his drugs, his liquor, his swine, his women.
A Muslim must be strikingly upright, an outstanding example, so that those in the darkness can see the power of the light.
I will not commit adultery or fornication. I will not lie, cheat, or steal.
But the key to Islam is submission.
That is why five times daily we turn to Mecca to pray, to bend our knees in submission.
I can't do that, brother.
For lost pounds to bend their knees, to admit their guilt, to implore Allah's forgiveness, is the hardest thing on earth. The hardest and the greatest.
I don't know what I would say to Allah.
Have you ever bent your knees, Malcolm?
Yes, when I was picking a lock to rob someone's house.
Tell Allah that. You can grovel and crawl for sin, but not to save your soul. Pick the lock, Malcolm. Pick it.
Knows I want to.
I received a letter that day from the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. The dear holy apostle wrote to me, a nobody, a junkie, a pimp, and a convict.
I have come to give you something which can never be taken away from you. I bring to you a sense of your own worth. The worth of one human being, the knowledge of self.
It was like a blinding light, and I became aware that he was in the room with me. He wore a dark suit, and on his face I saw wisdom and pain so old and deep that I could scarcely look at him. But I knew I wasn't dreaming. He was right there with me.
I tell you, the most dangerous creation in the world, in any society, is the man with nothing to lose. You do not need 10 such men to change the world. One will do. The earth belongs to us, the black man. And whatever is around it, or on it, or in it, belongs to us.
And then as suddenly as he came, he was gone. And then I could do it. We are taught that Paul, on the road to Damascus, heard the voice of Christ. He was so smitten by the truth that he fell from his horse. Now, I don't liken myself to Paul, but I do understand. You see, it happened to me.
I mean. Dear Brother Malcolm, I am back in the bosom of Islam. Praise Allah. We don't have much, but what we have is yours. My wife Lorraine and my son Sidney join me in saying that when you come out, which will not be too long, come straight to us.
Next! What'll be, little?
Take it all off.
Oh, getting rid of that cock, huh?
Yes, sir.
You're right thanking me. Don't thank me. Thank Allah. He did it all.
Dear Brother Baines, please thank the Honorable Elijah Muhammad for the money and tell him I have not written him because I have not yet proven myself. But I have shared his teachings with some of my old running buddies back in Harlem and with my main man, Shorty, who was transferred upstate.
He's gone nuts.
Dear brothers, I thank you for your endeared time and concern. All praise is due to Allah for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. I wrote the mayor, the governor, and the president, but for some reason I haven't heard from them.
Please tell the Honorable Elijah Muhammad that I have dedicated my life to telling the white devil the truth to his face.
The truth to his face.
I greet you with the ancient words of peace. Assalamu alaikum. Oh, P.S. I finally copied out the entire dictionary.
I think the brother is coming along.
And the thief cometh not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. But I am come that they might have life, and that they might have it more abundantly. St. John 10, verse 10. Are there any questions?
Hey, watch it, baby. This guy is heavy on religion.
I can see this has become a struggle between good and evil. Satan has a question.
Yes, sir, Chaplain Gill, but since neither one of us are God, I don't think either one of us are in any position to say who's good and who's evil.
Why don't you just ask your question?
We were discussing the disciples. What color were they?
Well, I don't think we know that for certain.
But they were Hebrews, were they not?
That's right.
As was Jesus. Jesus was also a Hebrew.
Why don't you just ask your question?
What color were the original Hebrews?
I have told you that we don't know that for certain.
Then you can't believe for certain that Jesus was white.
Just a moment. God is white. Isn't it obvious?
Well, that is obvious, but we don't know if it's obvious that God is white. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that Jesus did not have blonde hair and blue eyes. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that the images of Jesus that are on prison walls and churches throughout the world are not historically correct, because history teaches us that Jesus was born in a region where the people had color.
There's proof in the very Bible that you ask us to read in Revelation
1st chapter, verse 14 and 15, that Jesus had hair like wool and feet the color of brass.
Just
Just what are you saying?
I'm not saying anything. I'm proving to you that Jesus was not.
And I might quote one of our Indian brothers. He was not a pale face.
Amen.
Isn't that interesting?
Brother Malcolm. Brother Malcolm. He's waiting for you.
Full of temptation. When God spoke to the devil about how faithful Job was, the devil argued that it was only God's protective hedge around him that kept him pure. Fact about it, the devil said, remove that hedge and he will curse his maker. Malcolm, your head has been removed, and I believe you will remain faithful.
Yes, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Brother Sidney, how many of these should we turn out?
500.
Make it 1,000.
Yes, sir.
Brother Malcolm, this is Brother Earl.
He just accepted the teaching.
Assalamu alaikum, brother.
Alaikum salam.
Yes, sir.
Brother Earl is dedicated. We need good men like him.
I'm a willing servant for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Okay, brothers, let's keep it busy.
Take a good look at where you live. Take a real good look at where you live. Not just where you live, but take a good look at where everybody you know lives. Right? Because I don't want you to think you're just some kind of bad luck accident. Right? Then I want you to go downtown over to Central Park West and take a good look at how he lives.
Black man in the black world. You've going over community. You've never seen a Booker T. Washington, Green Greeny, Stone, and Italian community. You've never went to Jewish community and seen no Frederick Douglass delicatessen. Why is everybody in this community making money for us? It's time for the black man and the black woman to stand up and take control of our lives. It's time for us to use our dollars for reparations. We can do what everyone else can do if we become producers and if we become the masters of our own destiny. We can have wool from sheep just like anyone else. But where are our clothing stores? We can get milk from cows like anyone else. But where are our grocery stores? We need to control our dollars. We need to control our destiny. The only thing they respect is our dollars. The only thing they respect is the wealth that we give.
So for the freedom that you and I are supposed to have. The Statue of Liberty standing like this. And for you and I, it might as well be saying, stop. Don't come no further.
Yes, sir.
This is what he'll be saying. Don't come no further.
That's right.
So what I want you to do, brothers and sisters, what I want you to do is come on down to the temple. Oh, I'm so surprised. I'm so surprised. Y'all been in church 2 hours, and you're expecting to see heaven out here, and there ain't no heaven. You're still right here on earth. Sister, why don't you come on down to the temple? Come on down to the temple, 2 o'clock. Sister, hear the truth. Hear the black man's truth. No, you can't deny it. You can't deny it. You've been down on your knees the last 2 hours, haven't you? Begging some God to help you in the hereafter. But the hereafter is right now, brother. The hereafter is here and now. Let me talk to you for 1 second, brother. Now listen to me. I know you're a smart man. I can tell you're a wise man. You look good. Now, you're in here in this church every day. You're in here praying to this God. I'm telling you, these so-called white Christians, they're hanging out black Christians from trees, brother. This is the man that hates you. He tells you he loves you, but he doesn't do anything for you. He tells you to foam at the mouth. He tells you to faint and sing and shout and hope for something in the hereafter. We can have it right now, brother. We can have it right now. Come on down, 2 o'clock.
I'll see you later.
Salaam alaikum. You know what that means, brother? That means peace be unto you.
Now, we have two children, little Carla, who's 2.5 years old.
Now, don't be ashamed when I call you black, because that's what you are. You're black. You're black and you're beautiful, because black is beautiful. Now, you know, you don't have to come down here every day begging these folks for a job. Well, you can wash their clothes for them. You can scrub their floors. You can rock their little breasts to sleep for the rest of your life. You'll still end up poor and without anything. And yet you're out here on the auction block. They're examining you like you're a chicken or a horse or a slave. You see, this here, this is who you are. Beautiful. You're beautiful black cells with pride and dignity. In fact,
I also expect you to work one Saturday every month, and occasionally into the evening. I help my...
See, this is what you... These are the questions. These are the questions you and I have to ask. How did we get this mine? You're not an American. You're an African who happens to be an American. You have to understand the difference. We didn't come over on the Nina, the Pinta, and the whatchamacallit. We didn't land on Plymouth Rock. Plymouth Rock landed on us. Landed right on top of us.
Shorty? Is that you, brother? Praise be to Allah. Now, this is exactly what I'm talking about, the slave mentality, the slave mind. This brother and I, we had the slave mind. We used to rob together. We used to sleep with white women. We even went to prison together. Now, don't be surprised when I say we went to prison, because some of y'all still in prison right now. Prisons of your mind. Stand up, brother. Come on.
Your brother's a little shy. Come on, brother, give me a hug.
That's all right, brother.
That's all right. Look, he still got his hair fried. That's all right, though. That's the slave mind. That's the slave mind.
I got to hand it to you, Red. That's the best preacher hype ever did here.
No hype, brother. That's the truth. Why don't you come on back down to the temple and hear some more?
Man, I can't pay that shit no mind.
Brother, you need to pay it all your mind. What mind you have left?
Take it easy, Greasy. This is me, Shorty. Let's go around the corner.
No, sir. Not anymore. I've been clean for 8 years, but...
8 years?
8 years.
You were something, homie. My trouble is I love pig's feet and white women too much. So I damn sure can't be no Muslim.
That's because you lost, brother. That's because you lost. If we can find you... So what do you hear about the old gang?
You heard about Sammy? Dead, knocked over in a bed with a chick 25 years younger than he was. Had 25 grand in his pocket also. Guess his lucky number.
What about, what's that brother's name? Cadillac. Gone too?
Hooked on heroin. Been out of Lexington 5 or 6 times.
Sophia?
Still happily married to that rich Ofe.
She married him?
She married him.
Went for the money.
The money.
Thank you, honey.
I haven't seen Wesley and Archie. Grapevine says he's living somewhere in the Bronx. You want to call that living?
Jordy, it's been good seeing you, brother.
Same here, Red.
Get the hell away from me, bitch. I'll pay you tomorrow.
How you doing, Archie?
My man, Red. Come in, man.
Came to just to thank you. Thank you for saving my life. When I think back to when we were on the streets of Harlem trying to gun each other down.
I wasn't going to shoot you, man. It was just my rep. You know? All I had was my rep. But no. You tell me this.
You didn't really have that number?
I don't know, Archie. I
I really don't even remember. That's not even important. The important thing now is to get you back on your feet.
You know, I have some angles that haven't been figured yet. Help me with my arm. The exercise. Yeah.
It's better?
Yeah. It feels good. Good.
What happened to our women? Women who could have been doctors or lawyers or teachers or mothers. Who's going to raise our children? What happened to our men? Men who could have been mathematicians, electricians, physicians. What happened to him? What's the little boy going to do when he's looking for his father and his father's downtown in jail? What's the little girl going to do when she's looking for her mother,
Laura,
and her mother's out there,
Laura,
selling herself,
wait
on
up
the street?
For me.
No, I'm telling you, that devil has made dead souls out of you and I. You're dead. You're dead spiritually. You're dead to the knowledge of yourself. You're dead to the knowledge of your people. And you're dead to the knowledge of your God. Why, my brothers and sisters, he should get down on his knees. He should beg our mercy. Oh, my brothers and sisters, his kind has committed God's greatest crime against your and my kind every day of his life. He ought to get on his knees and say he's committed the crime. But does he do that? Does he do that? No. No, he scorns you. He splits your head with his nightstick. He busts you upside the head with that billy club. And he calls you a nigger. I'm telling you, he calls you a coon. That's what he says to your boy. Nigger.
400 years is long enough. You've been sitting down and laying down and bowing down for 400 years. I think it's time to stand up. I think it's time to stand up. All right. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Next Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
I'll
see you there. Brother Baines, excuse me, sister. You think we can get a loudspeaker set up outside?
I'm sure we can. Brother Malcolm, this is Sister Betty. She lectures our Muslim women on hygiene and diet. She stresses care for the body and regular eating habits.
Good.
As-salamu alaykum.
Wa alaykum salam, sister.
Brother Minister, the sister wonders. If you know what Sister Harriet Tubman did between taking souls to the Promised Land.
No. What's that, sister?
She ate. Excuse me.
She's interesting.
So, Brother Minister, I was hoping that you would come and speak to my class.
Yes. Yes, I'll speak to your class. But I'm a hard man on the women.
Are you?
Yes, well, you see, we have to be very careful when it comes to women.
There's too many of our women. They have too much of the devil in them. Bleaching and dying and ironing the hair. Running around in the streets half naked. Talking too much. Listening to the wrong men, making them deceitful, untrustworthy flesh. And you men are to blame, too.
We don't protect, we don't value, we don't even support them. See, the building of a new nation begins with the woman. Because the mother is the first teacher of the child. The message that she gives that child, the child gives to the world. So we have to be very careful.
When it comes to choosing a mate, Samson, the strongest man that ever lived, was destroyed by the woman that slept in his arms.
Should I tell my sisters then that we don't believe in marriage?
No, 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 no. No, we don't oppose marriage.
We're not Catholic priests. We don't believe in celibacy, no.
Mr. Muhammad teaches us. If a woman is the right height for a man, right complexion.
If she's half the man's age plus something. And if she understands that man's essential nature is strong, and she's willing to support that. And if she's, she can sew, and she can cook, and loves children, and stays out of trouble.
I think you've made your points, Brother Minister Malcolm.
Good.
You haven't any time for marriage.
No.
So what I'll do is I'll put the chapters down. I'll write them down for you.
All right.
As well as the New Testament chapters of St. Matthew.
Brother Minister.
Yes.
I hope that doesn't mean you won't come and visit my class, though.
Oh, no. I'd love to come to your class. I love to teach. I love sharing. See, this is the wonderful thing about Mr. Muhammad. When he gives you this knowledge, when he shares this knowledge with you, you can't help but to run out and
excuse me, Brother Minister, would it be okay if we just sat down for a moment? It's a big building and
Yes, sister. I'm sorry. I had you on your feet all day.
Oh, no.
My mistake.
You've been on your feet for days. And you didn't even finish your salad.
So, let's talk about you for a change.
Mm.
How tall are you, sister?
What do you ask?
Idle question.
Oh. Well, if it's just an idle question, I hope you won't force me to answer it.
No. I won't force you.
Well, Brother Bain says that I'm tall enough for a tall man.
He's briefed you also. How old are you, sister?
You know, Brother Malcolm, there are a few things about women that you don't understand. Some of us were quite possessive, very vain.
Are you?
And persistent when we set our mind to something.
What have you set your mind to?
Being a good Muslim. A good nurse. And a good wife.
Brother Malcolm.
Excuse me, Sister Betty.
Certainly.
Brother Malcolm, Brother Johnson was attacked by the police.
Excuse me. There was a scuffle.
The brother was just watching.
And the cop came on and said, move on.
The brother didn't move quick enough for the old thing.
I mean, crap, he was bleeding like a stuck hog.
So what you gonna do?
He'll rap a little. He's a Muslim. But you ain't gonna do nothing but make a speech.
Muslims talk a good game, but they never do nothing.
All right.
Unless somebody bothers Muslims.
We demand to see Brother Johnson.
Who the hell are you?
I'm the minister for Muslim Temple number 7.
Never heard of you.
Where is he?
Nobody here by that name.
Wait a second. What is your name, fellow?
Don't worry about what my name is. Two witnesses saw Brother Johnson brought in here beat up. Nobody saw him brought out.
You didn't hear the sergeant? Outside.
I suggest you look outside that window.
Jimmy, come here, sir.
Yes, we intend to see Brother Johnson.
Who the hell are they supposed to be?
They're brothers of Brother Johnson.
Eddie, let me take a look at that blotter.
Yeah, we got a Muslim. Relief must have put it down.
Must have.
Yeah, but you can't see him. Because you ain't his lawyer.
No lawyer, no see.
Well, until I'm satisfied that Brother Johnson is receiving proper medical care, nobody will move.
Now!
break it up. You got what you wanted.
No, I'm not satisfied. To the hospital.
Enough. I want these people moved out of here.
Fruit of Islam are disciplined men. They haven't broken any laws. Yet.
What about them?
That's your headache, Captain. But if Brother Johnson dies, I pity you. Doctor?
He'll live. He's getting the best care we can get. Thank you, Doctor. Surgeon.
All right, okay. Now let's disperse this mob. Too much power for one man to have.
The minister. I'm ready to take some heads.
We gotta do something to prepare those devils.
Look, I'm ready to do something also. The word out of Chicago was to be patient, so that's what we're gonna do.
I'm tired of being patient.
Well, then you get on the phone. You get on the phone and you call Chicago, let Mr. Muhammad know.
I am here with a solution to the problems of the so-called Negro and his white.
You know, the only thing I like integrated is my coffee. What can I do for you?
Well, Mr. X, my name is Benjamin. And I was out there tonight.
Take it easy now.
And I saw what it is that you did. I mean, the way you talk to them policemen and all. Oh, Mr. X. I want to be a Muslim. I mean, I ain't never seen a nigger. I mean, colored person. Negro. Talk to no police like that before.
And you want to be a Muslim. You want to join the Nation of Islam.
Yes.
You know what that means? To be a Muslim? Do you?
No, not exactly. But I want to be one. I mean, just like you.
Well, you should never join any organization unless you know exactly what it's about.
You shouldn't give up so easily either. You can use more young warriors like yourself. Come on by the temple next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. 8 o'clock sharp.
Yes, 8 o'clock sharp. Thank you, Mr. X. And I won't make you out a liar either.
No, I don't think you will.
Tonight, I shall introduce you as my national minister. It will be a difficult task. Your assignment is to build temples all over this nation. More work than you've ever done in your life.
Yes, sir.
You will be in the public eye. Beware of them cameras. Oh, the cameras are bad as any narcotic. Yeah. White devil will be watching your every step. And your own brothers will be jealous, hostile. Go slowly.
Yes, sir.
Here's a glass. Sturdy. Water, foul. If you offer this to the people, they have no choice. They'll drink from it. If they're thirsty. You offer them this glass. Let them make their own decision. They will choose the pure vessel. Islam is the only religion that addresses the needs and the problems of the so-called Negro in America, especially in the slums and the ghettos. Islam is the only way out for drugs and crime, and unemployment, prostitution, alcohol, gambling, and adultery, and fornication.
This sweet, gentle man at whose feet I kneeled gave me the truth from his own mouth.
Present him to two of us.
And I adore him in the sense of the Latin root of the word adorare, which means to worship and to fear. He was the first man I ever feared, and I don't mean fear such as one has of a gun, but the fear one has of the power of the sun. I pledge myself to him, even if it cost me my life.
Hello, Betty?
Yes?
Yes, it's Malcolm.
I know.
Right, I'm here in Detroit. Will you marry me?
Yes.
You heard what I said, right?
Did you hear my answer?
Yes, I think so.
Brother Malcolm?
Are you eating? Yeah, I've been eating.
Good.
Mm-hmm. I love you, Betty.
I love you back.
It's not gonna be easy.
No, children.
I've been away long.
I know.
In fact, I'm leaving in the morning.
Oh, hush now.
Shh. Pittsburgh, Philadelphia. Trenton, Newark, up to number 7.
Even when you're away.
I
very first time I ever saw you. Standing up on the podium. You're cleaning your glasses. And I felt so sorry for you.
Sorry for me?
Mm-hmm.
Why?
Because no one as young as you should be so serious. But I don't think that anymore.
What do you think?
Betty, we pray that Allah blesses you with a happy and a fruitful marriage.
I must emphasize at the outstart that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is not a politician. So I'm not here this afternoon as a Republican, nor as a Democrat. Not as a Mason, nor as an elf.
Well, tell us what you're here for.
Not as a Protestant, nor a Catholic.
That's right.
Not as a Christian, nor a Jew.
All right, now.
Not as a Baptist, nor a Methodist.
Yes, brother,
in fact, not even as an American.
Yes, sir.
Because if I was an American, the problem that confronts our people today wouldn't even exist.
That's right.
Now we ain't Americans, huh?
So I have to stand here today as what I was when I was born. A black man. Before there was any such thing as a Republican or a Democrat, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Mason or an elk, we were black. Before there was any such thing as a Jew or a Christian, we were black people. In fact, before there was any such place as America, we were black. And after America has long passed from the scene, there will still be black people. I'm going to tell you like it really is. Every election year, these politicians are sent up here to pacify. They're sent here and set up here by the white man. This is what they do. They send drugs in Harlem down here to pacify us. They send alcohol down here to pacify us. They send prostitution down here to pacify us. Why, you can't even get drugs in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get prostitution in Harlem without the white man's permission. You can't get gambling in Harlem without the white man's permission. Every time you break the seal on that liquor bottle, that's a government seal you're breaking. Oh, I say it, again. You've been had. You've been took. You've been hoodwinked, bamboozled, led astray, run amok. This is what he does.
You know, some people call this hate teaching. This isn't hate teaching. This is love teaching. I wouldn't tell you this if I didn't love you.
No, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't stick my neck out for you if I didn't love you.
No, you wouldn't.
I want you to understand one thing. Everything that I teach you, everything that I said to you, has been taught to me by this dear man.
Make a point.
This divine man. All praises due to Allah for the honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Attila's fine, and she misses you as much as I do. But the news that you've dedicated 4 new temples is almost as good as having you with
us. And the white people,
oh, dear heart,
who have practiced white supremacy, try to hide their guilt by accusing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of being a black supremacist, simply because he's trying to uplift the mentality, the social and economic condition of his people. And the Jews, who have been guilty of exploiting black people for I don't know how long, try to hide their guilt by accusing the Honorable Elijah Muhammad of being anti-Semitic, simply because he's trying to teach you and I, simply because he's trying to teach you and I to be in charge of the businesses in our own community, to own the businesses in our own community, to have economic leadership in our own community. No! No, this isn't black supremacy. This is black intelligence.
Come on.
Little man.
this country have been the victims of violence at the hands of the American white man for 400 years. 400 years. 400 years. And we thought by following those ignorant Negro preachers that it was godlike to turn the other cheek to the brute that was brutalizing us. 100 years ago, they used to put on white sheets and sick bloodhounds on us. Well, nowadays, they've traded in the sheets. Well, some of them have traded in the sheets. They've traded in the sheets. Please, please. They've traded in those white sheets for police uniforms. They've traded in the bloodhounds for police dogs. And just like that old Uncle Tom back during slavery time,
we must remain true to nonviolence. I'm asking everybody in the line. Can't be nonviolent, don't get it.
By teaching us to love our enemy and to pray for those who use us spitefully, you got these chicken-pecking Uncle Tom so-called Negro leaders today.
But isn't it a great day?
You've got these Uncle Tom Negro leaders today that are telling us we ought to pray for our enemy. We ought to love our enemy. We ought to integrate with an enemy who bombs us, who kills and shoots us, who lynches us, who rapes our women and children. No! 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 That's not intelligent. That's not intelligent. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is trying to teach you and I that just as the white man, and any other man for that matter on this earth, has the God-given right, the human right, the civil right, the natural right, and any other kind of rights you can think of to protect himself, just as this white man has the right to defend himself, we have the right to defend ourselves too. This is only natural. This is what the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is trying to teach you and I. He's not teaching us to hate the white man. He's teaching us to love ourselves.
All right. Mr. X, before we begin our discussion tonight, the black Muslims, hate mongers, would you mind explaining for us the meaning of your name, which is the letter X?
Yes. During slavery time, the slave master gave the Negro, so-called Negro, named the so-called Negro after themselves. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us that once we come into the knowledge of Islam, the knowledge of ourselves, mm-hmm. we replace our slave name with an X. X in mathematics representing the unknown. Since we've been disconnected or cut off from our own history, our own past, our own culture, our own land, we use the X, the unknown, until we get back to our country.
I see. Thank you. Dr. Payson?
Mr. X is he's a demagogue. He has no place to go, so he exaggerates. He's a disservice to every good, law-abiding, church-going American Negro in the country. Mr. Malcolm X. Why do you teach black supremacy? Why do you teach hate?
Well, for the white man to ask the black man why he hates him, it's like the wolf asking the sheep or the rapist asking the rape, do you hate me? The white man is in no moral position to accuse the black man of anything.
Well, this is a black man asking the question.
What would you call an educated Negro with a B.A. or an M.A. or a B.S. or a Ph.D.?
I'll tell you, you call him a nigger. That's what the white man calls him, a nigger. See, you have to understand this type of thinking. And to understand this type of man, you must understand that historically, there were two types of slaves, the house Negro and the field Negro. Now, the house Negro, he lived in the house next to his master, in the big house, either in the basement or up in the attic. He dressed pretty good. He ate pretty good, what the master left him. He loved his master. I say he loved his master better than the master loved himself. If the master said, we got a nice house here, you say, yeah, boss, we got a nice house here. Master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would be the one who'd run to put the blaze out. If the master got sick, he said, what's the matter, boss? We sick? We sick. You see, this is the thinking of the house Negro. Now, if another slave came up to him and said, let's run away, let's separate, let's get away from this cruel master. He said, why? What's better than what we got here? Run away. I'm not going anywhere. This is the house Negro. Those days, we called him the house nigger.
And that's what we call him today, because we still got a lot of house niggers running around here.
Dear Holy Apostle, the ministers think Malcolm is getting too much press. They think he thinks he is the Nation of Islam. That he has aspirations to lead the nation. It was you who made Malcolm the man he is. You lifted him out of the darkness.
You? You go and tell the brothers that what the brother minister is doing, has done, it has been of great benefit to the nation. And you tell them that I say so.
The ministers think he is of great benefit to himself.
What about the people?
One question at a
time. Do you say white people are devils, sir?
Yes, I said white people are devils.
Should all blacks be armed, sir?
Well, one of your most famous men said, praise the Lord and pass the ammunition, and that's the way you think.
Malcolm, do you think your cause will be successful?
I sincerely hope so.
Do you advocate violence?
No, sir.
Has there been a white man who's helped your people in history?
Has there been a white man that's helped my people in history?
That's correct, sir.
I don't understand the question.
You preach anti-white, anti-Christian science.
You are saying you're anti-white.
No, you're saying I'm anti-white.
Are all white people devils?
We're going to educate young black
people. Well, we got to move out. We have a plane.
Excuse me, Mr. X. Hi. I've read some of your speeches, and I honestly believe that a lot of what you have to say is true. And I'm a good person in spite of what my ancestors did. I wanted to ask you, what can a white person like myself, who isn't prejudiced, what can I do to help you and further your cause?
Nothing. My high school was a black ghetto in Roxbury, right here in Boston. I got my college education on the streets of Harlem in New York City. I took my master's degree in prison over the course of 6.5 years. In fact, my old burglary hangout is just outside this campus. I lived like an animal. I stole. I used drugs. I smoked reefers, cocaine. I committed adultery. Had it not been for the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, I'd have surely been in an insane asylum or dead, or possibly even the murderer of one of you. So what is Mr. Muhammad trying to do? He's trying to get us on God's side so that God will be on our side and help us fight our battles. When the Negro, the so-called Negro in America, gets on God's side and listens to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he'll want to get off of drugs. He'll want to get away from a life of crime. He'll want to get away from committing adultery and fornication. Then he would want to get off the welfare. He would want to get a job. He would want to earn a living and take care of his family, and his family would respect him. His son will say, I'm proud that that's my father. His wife will say, I'm proud that that's my husband. Father only means that you're taking care of your children. That's what it is to be a father. Father doesn't mean that you're having some babies. Anybody can have a baby. Having a baby does not make you a father. Anybody can go out and get a woman, but not anybody can take care of that woman. There's another word for it. It's called responsibility.
If the so-called Negro in America was truly an American citizen, we wouldn't have a racial problem. If the Emancipation Proclamation was authentic, we wouldn't have a race problem. If the 13th, 14th, and 15th Amendments to the Constitution were authentic, we wouldn't have a race problem. If the Supreme Court desegregation decision were authentic, we would not have a race problem. But you have to see that all of this is hypocrisy. These Negro leaders are running around telling the white man that everything is all right, that we got everything under control, that everything the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches is wrong. But I'm telling you, Mr. Muhammad said these things were going to come to pass, and now these things are starting to come to pass. Now these same Negro leaders are running around talking about there's about to be a racial explosion. Yes, there's going to be a racial explosion. And a racial explosion is more dangerous than an atomic explosion. There's going to be an explosion because black people are dissatisfied. They're dissatisfied not only with the white man, but with these Uncle Tom Negro leaders that are trying to pose as spokesmen for you and I. Just like you have a powder keg. When you have a powder keg and there's too many sparks around it, the thing's going to explode. And if the thing that's going to explode is sitting inside the house, And if it explodes, then the house is going to be destroyed. I said the house is going to be destroyed. So the Honorable Elijah Muhammad is teaching you and I and trying to tell the white man to get this powder keg out of his house. Let the black man separate from his house. Let the black man have his own house. Let the black man have his own land and his own property. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is trying to tell the white man that this thing, this explosion, is going to bring down his house. This is what he's trying to tell him. And more importantly, he's trying to tell him that if he doesn't do something about it, if he doesn't do something about it, it's going to explode any day now. And listen here. I'm just here to tell you, and I'm going to make it very short.
Preach, brother, preach.
I'm here to tell you about the Honorable Elijah Muhammad's greatest greatness. His greatest greatness is that he has the only solution for peace in this country. The Honorable Elijah Muhammad's solution is the only solution for you and I. It's the only solution for the white man. Complete separation between the black race and the white race. That's the only solution. Yes, anything.
Are you Elijah's pimp?
Hold on. What are you saying, brother?
His greatest greatness.
Just say what you're saying.
If you don't know, man, I feel the sorriest for you.
Oh, come on, brother. Look, let me tell you.
No,
something.
Let me tell you.
Oh, you want me?
You got to get out.
Oh, quickly, let's go.
Sorry.
Yes, sir.
He's just hungry for knowledge, that's all.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, that brother's starving.
Yes, sir, brother.
So am I. Come on, let's get something to eat.
Yes, sir.
All right. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Okay, night, night,
night.
You're in trouble.
How do you know that?
Oh, dear heart. Because I know you.
Well, if you know me, you know that I don't like to bring my troubles into my house.
You know that also.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
But I'm not made of glass. And I won't break. Have we ever had a fight?
Never.
Argue?
Never had one, no.
You're gonna have one. Right now, if you don't talk about it.
Talk about what, Betty?
The talk's everywhere.
Well, there's talk everywhere. There's always talk. There's always gonna be talk. Aren't they talking now about me trying to take over the nation? Isn't that the talk?
Aren't they talking about how we're getting rich off the Nation of Islam? Isn't that the talk?
We can talk about that, too.
Well, let's talk about it.
It's not just talk anymore. UPI, Elijah Muhammad, 67-year-old leader of the black Muslim movement today faced paternity suits from two former secretaries.
Right, these are slanders, Betty. These are lies. Don't you realize that? Don't you realize whose newspaper this is? This is the devil's newspaper. He's trying to divide us. Don't you see that? Divide and conquer. He's trying to bring down our leader.
Both women in their 20s charged that they had
intimacies with Mr. Muhammad. You think I'm not aware of these accusations, Betty? Huh? You think I'm not aware of these vicious lies? Brother Baines and I were talking about this very thing today.
Baines? Is he your friend?
What is the matter with you?
Nothing. Now tell me, what's the matter with you? Wake up. Are you so committed that you blinded yourself? You so dedicated you can't face the truth? Baines? He's the editor of the newspaper that you established. Ask him what? Ask him why your name hasn't even appeared in Muhammad Speaks in over a year.
I'm
ask him why you read front page on every paper in the country. Not one single sentence in your own. Yes? But do you know what Baines is doing?
What is this, Baines?
Oh, you
Baines!
I can see this, but you
Baines is the one who saved my life. When I was in prison, crawling around like an animal, he's the one that brought me to the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And the Honorable Elijah Muhammad brought me back from the...
A long time ago, you repaid...
Don't you raise your voice in my house!
Ask them. Ask them why they have new cars and houses.
Is that what this is about, Ben? Do you want some new furniture? Do you want some cars?
What do we have? What do we have, Mel? Broken down jalopy. The clothes on our backs.
So you want some new clothes? All right, I'll get you some.
You're
not happy with what we have here?
What about our children? What about me? You don't even own life and children.
Look, Betty, the Nation of Islam will provide for you and the children if anything happens to me.
Are you sure? Are you sure? Are you sure? Oh, you blind.
All right. I've got work to do, so.
There's always work to do. Sweetheart, you gotta help me.
I'm trying to help
you. I'm raising our children practically by myself.
And what am I doing?
All over the country.
What do you want me to do, Betty? What do you want me to do? You want me to stay
home? You don't know how many times they ask me, Mom, where's my daddy? I want my daddy.
Do you want me to make the bed and do everything? Go on the road?
These people need you. We need you.
Well, I need you too, but what do you want me to do? Just tell me. What do you want me to do?
You can face death 24 hours a day, but the possibility of betrayal never enters your head. Open your eyes.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Minister.
Alaikum salam, sister.
Her name's Eva Marie. And she's 2 years old. Brother Minister, I didn't do anything wrong. I didn't do anything to be put in isolation. I believed in him. I believed in the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Believe in Allah.
This is Saudi. She's 2. You have Leisha. She's 3.
From their own mouths, I heard their stories of who had fathered their children.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad is the father of my
And from their own mouths, I heard that the Honorable Elijah Muhammad had told them I was the best.
He spoke of you. He loves you. like you were his own son.
The greatest minister that he ever had, but that someday I would leave him, turn against him, and so I was dangerous.
And leave him.
The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, while praising me to my face...
And he said that about me?
...was tearing me apart behind my back.
You're absolutely sure about all
that? Yes, I am, Brother Minister. All I want is support for my three children. That the Honorable Elijah Muhammad provide for them. That's all I want.
And Allah will provide. For all of us.
What are you talking about, Blackout?
Perhaps some of the brothers are a little jealous. Maybe they think you've been getting too much press, that's all. There's nothing to get it.
Now, about our coming up in the world a little. The nation's grown. We've grown with it. You know our people. They want their leaders to be prosperous. One hand washes the other.
I'm telling you God's words, not no hustle. You remember that, Brother Banks? That's what you told me in prison. I'm telling you God's words, not no hustle.
Brother Malcolm, what do you want? A new car? A new house? It's the money, isn't it?
Brother, we tell the whole world that we're moral leaders. Because we follow the personal example of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad.
Elijah Muhammad is a human being. And so are you. Do you know your Bible?
Do you know yours?
David slept with Bathsheba, but he is remembered to slaying Goliath. Noah was accused of drunkenness, but God gave him the ark. Solomon had 700 wives, but he was the greatest, wisest king in history.
Brother Baines is a two-bit hustler, but one hand washes the other.
The deeds of a great man far outweigh his personal weaknesses.
Who needs a nutmeg now, brother?
Baines, I'm not going
to... Be careful, Malcolm. I warn you. You be careful.
Very good understanding of prophecy, of spiritual matters. I'm not surprised. I have built this nation under the divine guidance of Allah. He has brought me back from the dead to lead my people. After me, there will be no more. No more. I must... plant my seed in fertile soil. It is only the fulfillment of prophecy.
My faith had been shattered in a way I can never fully describe. Every second of my 12 years with Mr. Muhammad, I had been ready to lay down my life for him. The thing to me that is worse than death itself is betrayal. You see, I could conceive death, but I couldn't conceive betrayal. Not of the loyalty which I had given to the Nation of Islam and to Mr. Muhammad. During the previous 12 years, if Mr. Muhammad had committed any crime punishable by death, I would have said and tried to prove that I did it to save him. And I would have gladly gone to the electric chair in Mr. Muhammad's place. Up in the morning, out on the shore.
What did he say? So sorry.
No, there's nothing to be sorry about. Nothing to do. Just got a lot of work to do, that's all.
How can you work?
Because we have to teach. We got to teach the people. We got to teach on Solomon, Moses, David. Solomon had 700 wives.
A man's good deeds, they far outweigh any of his... My father used to say that you can't make a rooster stop crowing once the sun has come up. Well, the sun is up. What do I say about this National Day of Mourning, so-called National Day of Mourning? I say the white man's acts of violence should be condemned, not only by our beliefs, but by his own. Now, the Holy Quran teaches us that those who work evil will be condemned or punished or judged according to their works. The Holy Bible teaches us that you reap what you sow. This is divine justice. Well, in the soil of the Americas, the white man has planted the seeds of hatred. He's planted the seeds of violence. He's allowed those weeds to grow up and choke the lives out of millions of black men and women for the last 400 years. In fact, the lives of Indians in this America for the last 500 years. And now those same weeds have choked one of his own gardeners. In fact, his chief gardener. And you ask me what I say. I only say what the Bible says. I say what the Quran says. I say it's justice. As-salamu alaykum.
Mr. X, don't you even feel a little bit of remorse, saddened by the President Kennedy's assassination?
Well, sir, I don't think anybody here would deny that when you send your chickens out in the morning from your barnyard, those chickens will return that evening to your barnyard, not your neighbor's barnyard. I think this is a prime example of the devil's chickens coming back home to roost. That the chickens that he sent out, the violence that he's perpetrated in other countries, here and abroad, be it Four Children in Birmingham, or Medgar Evers, or Lumumba over in Africa, I think this same violence has come back to claim one of their own. Now, being an old farm boy myself, chickens coming home to roost never made me sad. In fact, it's only made me glad.
Yes, I'd like to follow up on that question.
Did you read the paper today?
Yes, sir, I did.
That was a bad statement you made. You knew from my instructions no minister was to make any statements against this man. The country loved this man. You have made it hard for Muslims in general.
Yes, sir.
We must dissociate ourselves from your terrible blunder. I must silence you for 90 days. You must not make any statements to the press, nor are you to speak at any temples.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, I submit 100%.
Stop calling here.
Who's putting you up to this? You have children here. Stop it!
Hello.
She probably wants her doll later, so then she won't be fucking with
you. It's all right. It's all right.
Keep calling.
call me.
Come on, babies, let's go. Let's go to bed now. Bedtime.
Come on.
Brother Minister, I have to level with you. They gave me a mission, but I couldn't do it. I love y'all.
What kind of mission?
To wire your car so it would explode when you turn the ignition. The ministers say you're spreading untruths about Mr. Muhammad. The ministers say that you're the greatest hypocrite. A Judas, a Benedict Arnold. The ministers say that your tongue should be cut out and delivered to Mr. Muhammad's doorstep.
And what do you say?
I'm with you, Brother Minister.
You'll be marked for death.
Yes, sir. Let me die then.
Come between you and your father.
You're my father.
You're going home. Don't come back. That's an order.
Yes, sir.
Because 1964 threatens to be an explosive year on the racial front.
I have called this press conference this morning in order to clarify my position in that struggle. Internal differences within the Nation of Islam have forced me out of it. In the past, I thought the thoughts and I spoke the words of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. If you recall everything I said, I started off with the Honorable Elijah Muhammad teaches us thus and so. That day is over. From now on, I speak my own words and I think my own thoughts.
Now that I have more independence of action, I intend to use a more flexible approach toward working with others to get the solution to this problem.
I'm not out to fight other Negro leaders. As of this minute, I have forgotten every bad thing that other leaders have said about me, and I pray that they also forget the many bad things that I have said about them. We must work together. We must find a common solution to a common problem.
I'm going to organize and lead a new mosque in New York City known as Muslim Mosque Incorporated. This gives us the religious base and the spiritual force necessary to rid our people of the vices that destroy the moral fiber of our community.
Our political philosophy will be black nationalism, which means we want to control the politics of our community. The Muslim Mosque Incorporated will remain wide open for ideas and financial aid from all quarters. Whites can help us, but they can't join us. There can be no black-white unity until there's first some black unity. We cannot think of uniting with others until we have first learned to unite amongst ourselves. We cannot think of being acceptable to others until we have first proven acceptable to ourselves. In my desire to fully understand the religion of Islam as practiced by 750 million Muslims around the world, I intend to make a pilgrimage or holy journey to Mecca. This pilgrimage is a religious requirement or a duty of every Muslim that is able to make the pilgrimage at least once in his lifetime.
I'm Egyptian.
Yes, I want to get. How much?
1 Egyptian pound.
For one?
Yes.
Special price for me. Okay, thank you. Where can I get a better price? name?
Mohammed.
You?
Gamal.
All right, Gamal. I'm from Harlem, from the United States. Harlem.
Harlem?
Harlem.
Harim?
No, not Harim. Harlem. Can you take me to show me around to... the pyramid.
Pyramid.
You can take me?
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله
My darling Betty. Everywhere I go, I am welcomed as the representative of our people. Our struggle is known and respected worldwide. Coincidentally, there are two white men who follow me around wherever I go. I wonder who they're working for. If I was a betting man, I'd say the CIA. What's your guess?
I arrived.
Today I arrived in Arabia.
I have never witnessed such sincere hospitality and true brotherhood as practiced here in the ancient home of Abraham, Muhammad, and the great prophets of the scripture. Today, with thousands of others, I proclaimed God's
greatness in the sacred city of Mecca. Wearing the Ihram garb, I made my seven circuits around the Kaaba. I drank from the well of Zamzam. I prayed to Allah for Mount Arafat. It was the only time in my life that I stood before the Creator of all and felt like a complete human being. Now, you may be shocked by these words, but I have eaten from the same plate, drunk from the same glass, and prayed to the same God with fellow Muslims whose eyes were blue, whose hair was blonde, and whose skin was the whitest of white. And we were all brothers, truly, people of all colors and races believing in one God, in one humanity. Each hour here in this sacred land enables me to have a greater spiritual insight into what is happening in America. The American Negro can never be blamed for his racial animosities. He's only reacting to 400 years of oppression and discrimination. But as racism leads America up the suicidal path, I do believe that the younger generation will see the handwriting on the wall, and many of them will want to turn to the spiritual path of the truth. The only way left in this world to ward off the disaster that racism must surely lead to. Once before, in prison, the truth came and blinded me. Well, it has happened again. In the past, I've made sweeping indictments of all white people. And these generalizations have caused injuries to some white folks who did not deserve it.
because of the spiritual rebirth which I was blessed to undergo as a result of my pilgrimage to the holy city of Mecca. I no longer subscribe to sweeping indictments of one race. I intend to be very careful not to sentence
anyone. Very careful not to sentence anyone who has not been proven guilty.
I am not a racist.
I am not a racist. And I do not subscribe to any of the tenets of racism.
In all honesty
and sincerity, it can be stated that I wish nothing but freedom, justice, and equality. Life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness for all people. Now, my first concern, of course, is with the group to which I belong. For we, more than any others, are deprived of our inalienable rights. But I believe the true practice of Islam can remove the cancer of racism from the hearts and the souls of all Americans. And if I can die having brought any light, having exposed any meaningful truth that will help destroy this disease, then all the credit is due to Allah, the Lord of all the worlds, and only the mistakes have been mine. Please give all my love to the children. I love you dearly. Sincerely, Al-Hajj Malik El-Shabazz, Malcolm X.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahmanir Rahim. Maliki Yawmiddin. إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين إهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين.
Let's begin.
Malcolm, you said on your trip abroad you sensed a feeling of great brotherhood.
Yes, when I was in Mecca, making the pilgrimage, the brotherhood that existed there among all people, all races, all levels of people who had accepted the religion of Islam, what it had done, Islam, for those people, despite their complexion differences. Perhaps if people here in America would try and practice and study the religion of Islam, it might help to erase the plague of racism here. I think Muslims over there look at themselves as human beings, as part of the same human family. Today, my friends are black, red, yellow, brown, and white.
Malcolm, are you prepared to go to the United Nations at this point and ask that charges be brought against the United States for its treatment of the American Negroes?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. The audience will have to be quiet.
Please, please. Yes, as I stated earlier, that those nations, African nations, Latin nations, Asian nations, are very hypocritical when they stand up in the UN and denounce the racism practiced in South Africa and at the same time
say absolutely nothing about the practice of racism here in American society. Now, I wouldn't be a man if I didn't do so. I would not be a man.
Are you prepared now to work with some of the other leaders of some of the other civil rights organizations?
Yes, we're prepared to work with any groups, leaders, organizations, as long as they're genuinely interested in results, positive results.
Does your new beard have any religious significance?
No, not particularly, but
I think that as black people in America strive to throw off the shackles of mental colonialism, they will also reflect their desire to
throw off the shackles of cultural colonialism. I believe that a mental and a cultural migration back to Africa, not necessarily a physical migration, not at this point, but a mental and cultural migration back to Africa, which only means that we reaffirm our bond with our brothers over there, would help to strengthen us here in America, black people in America, not only spiritually, but as well as giving us the incentive to solve some of our problems here at home.
One of your more controversial remarks some time back was a call for black people to get rifles and form rifle clubs. Do you still favor that for self-defense?
Well, I don't see why that's controversial. I think that if white people find themselves the victims of the same kind of violence that black people have found themselves victims of here in America, and if the government was either unable or unwilling to do anything about it, I think that it would be intelligence on their part to defend themselves.
What about the guns, Malcolm?
When you tell your people to stop being violent against my people, I'll tell my people to put away their guns.
So then you are still an extremist.
Get your hand out of my pocket!
Dang it!
Next question.
Separated like ours has been. I promise you I'll never make another long trip without you and the children. I miss you and the girls. We'll all be together, I promise you that.
Dear heart, I love you.
Molotov cocktail bomb was thrown against the back of the house. One was thrown on the side of the house, from what I could tell. It bounced up against the window, and that's what woke my daughter up. And had it gone inside the window, my 2-year-old, my 4-year-old, and my 6-year-old daughter would have been... I'm just telling you, had that happened, I'd have taken my rifle, I'd have gone after anyone in sight.
Do you think this was a warning or an attempt on your life?
What does it look like? Does it look like a warning to you? This was a definite attempt by the Nation of Islam upon the strict orders of Mr. Elijah Muhammad.
Do you know what they're saying at the Muslim headquarters?
I don't care what they're saying. It doesn't matter to me what they're saying. I can tell what they're doing.
Minister Baines, can you please tell us who bombed the house?
Well, we feel it's a publicity stunt on the part of Malcolm X. But we hope it isn't a case of, well, if he can't keep the house, we won't get it either.
That's enough. Excuse me. I'm all right.
Betty and the kids?
They're fine. They're across the street. Let's get 2 men on post 2 in front of the house.
Did you see anybody?
No, I didn't see anyone, but I know who it is. You know I know who did it.
Give us the command, Rob.
Don't worry about the command. 2 men over here on post 2 in front of the house.
We got them.
far.
As-salamu alaykum, my brothers. Here's your key, and enjoy your stay.
Thank you.
OAAU?
Brother Earl, it's Malcolm.
Earl.
Malcolm, where are you? We've been calling all over the city.
Hold on.
Downtown. I'm in a hotel. I'm trying to get some work done for tomorrow.
Well, let me and some of the brothers come down there.
That's all right. I'm okay.
I wish you would listen to us. Now, about this meeting up at the Audubon Ballroom, we have to start frisking people.
No. I don't want anybody frisked. We have to change our way of thinking, brother. We have to make people feel comfortable.
If I can't be safe around my own kind, who can I be safe around? I trust that Allah will protect me.
Well, believing in Allah is one thing, but I also believe in being armed.
Brother, we don't want black people killing each other. All right? All right?
We'll protect you, Malcolm. Assalamu alaikum.
No, peace be unto you, Earl. Peace be unto you.
We have a Malcolm X register.
Don't answer the phone anymore. Are the brothers there? They on post?
Yes. They're outside.
All right, well, you let them answer the phone. You don't touch the phone.
Beloved, where are you?
I'm in a hotel. In a hotel.
The girls asleep?
Yes. I just put them down to bed.
Can we come to the meeting tomorrow?
No, I don't think so.
And I want to see you. We miss you.
Betty, it's too dangerous.
It's been dangerous.
haven't told this to anybody. But I've been thinking about what's been happening to me lately, to us lately, and I'm going to stop saying that it's the Nation of Islam that's behind this. I know what they can do, and I know what they can't do. I trained them. Some of the things that have been happening lately, I just think I'm going to stop saying it's just the Nation of Islam. They're not working alone. They're getting a lot of help.
No, are you sure?
I miss you, Betty.
You're with us even when you're away.
Listen, you come on down to the Audubon tomorrow. We'll be all right. We're not going to let this get us down. We're going to be fine. You come on down. Bring the girls, too.
Girls, and I miss you so much.
I'll see you tomorrow.
Compared to King, this guy's a monk.
Good night, heart. Sleep well. I love you.
Good night.
Very welcome, my beautiful little sister.
Time coming, but I know a change gon' come. Oh, yes, it will. Then I go to my brother.
The minister hasn't arrived yet.
Don't worry. And I say, he'll be here like clockwork.
Help me, please. But he winds up knocking me back down on my knees. Oh, there have been times that I thought I couldn't last for long. But now I think I'm able.
I recognize you. Don't you think them folks know, never mind. You just keep right on doing what you're doing.
Yes, ma'am.
I'll pray for you, son.
Well, thank you.
Jesus will protect you.
Daughter ready?
No, Father Minister.
No? No, why not? You had enough time, didn't you? You and the sister?
I apologize, Brother Minister. We'll have it next week.
Next week? We don't have next week. We need it today. The people are out there today. They're waiting to hear the charter today, not next week.
Next week, Minister.
Is the Reverend here?
Reverend Chicken Wing called, said he wouldn't be able to attend.
So So now we don't have an opening speaker, we don't have a charter. Why didn't you inform me about this last night? I talked to you. Why didn't you tell me last night?
Well, I called Sister Betty.
You didn't have to call Sister Betty. I talked to you. You should have told me. What are you telling Sister Betty for?
Well, I assumed...
Don't assume anything, brother!
Go on down. Sister, you going with the brother?
Yes, sir.
As always.
All right, you go out to the payphone outside. Call up the Reverend and see if he can make it down here.
I gotta be on post, Malcolm. I'm supposed to be out there guarding you. Besides, that's a duty for the secretarial staff. I'll ask Sister Robin if she...
Call up the Reverend. See if he can make it down here. For raising my voice earlier. Very disrespectful.
Brother Minister, I understand.
Why styles are changing, minds are changing, why everything is changing. So you and I must consider that we're living in very, very changing times. And what might be true today may not be true tomorrow. And without any further ado, I present to you Brother Minister Malcolm. And I pray that you and I will listen, hear, and understand. Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Get your hand out of my socket! Get your hand out of my socket, nigga! Brother,
please, hold. Calm down, please, brother.
Thank you.
The person you know as Malcolm X is no more.
The assassination of Malcolm X was an unfortunate tragedy, and it reveals that there are still numerous people in our nation who have degenerated to the point of expressing dissent through murder, and we haven't learned to disagree without being violently disagreeable.
Here, at this final hour, in this quiet place, Harlem has come to bid farewell to one of its brightest hopes, extinguished now and gone from us forever. It is not in the memory of man that this beleaguered, unfortunate, but nonetheless proud community has found a braver, more gallant young champion than this Afro-American who lies before us, unconquered still. I say the word again as he would want me to, Afro-American. Afro-American Malcolm. Malcolm had stopped being Negro years ago. It had become too small, too puny, too weak a word for him. Malcolm was bigger than that. Malcolm had become an Afro-American, and he wanted so desperately that we, that all his people, would become Afro-Americans too. There are those who still consider it their duty, as friends of the Negro people, to tell us to revile him, to flee even from the presence of his memory, to save ourselves by writing him out of the history of our turbulent times. And we will smile. They will say that he is of hate, a fanatic, a racist, who can only bring evil to the cause for which you struggle. And we will answer and say unto them, did you ever talk to Brother Malcolm? Did you ever touch him or have him smile at you? Did you ever really listen to him?
You haven't done the right thing.
Was he ever himself associated with violence or any public disturbance? For if you did, you would know him. And if you knew him, you would know why we must honor him. Malcolm was our manhood, our living black manhood. This was his meaning to his people, and in honoring him, we honor the best in ourselves. However much we may have differed with him or with each other about him and his value as a man, let his going from us serve only to bring us together now. Consigning these mortal remains to earth, the common mother of all, secure in the knowledge that what we place in the ground is no more now a man, but a seed, which after the winter of our discontent will come forth again to meet us, and we shall know him then for what he was and is, a prince, our own black shining prince, who didn't hesitate to die because he loved us so.
And so today, May 19th, we celebrate Malcolm X's birthday because he was a great, great Afro-American. And Malcolm X is you, all of you. And you are Malcolm X.
I'm Malcolm X!
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 I am 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 Malcolm X!
Has Brother Malcolm served? We declare our right on this earth to be a man, to be a human being, to be given the rights of a human being, to be respected as a human being in this society, on this earth, in this day, which we intend to bring into existence.
By any means necessary.
Yeah. gravity. Generations of good people and cycles of poverty. It bothers me, so I ask myself, I say, how you doing as much as you can for the struggle? No! Am I doing as much as I can for the struggle? No! Then why do I cry when my people are in trouble? No! My ancestors slap me in the face and said, no!